KSA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill, as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. Wildfires are still scorching California north and south. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
More on the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry resolution that's to see action in a little while on Capitol Hill. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, the latest administration member to weigh in on this action by Democrats.
Why not just afford the president and other witnesses the due process protections from the beginning?
A general says the U.S. is on alert for retribution attacks after the raid and the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi over the weekend in Syria. General Frank McKenzie says it would be a mistake to conclude that ISIS has been defeated. First-time jobless claims are on the rise week to week. They hit about 218,000 last week, 5,000 more than the previous week. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Nationals are World Series champions, with last night's win over the Astros in Houston in Game 7. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
South Bend's Mayor Pete Buttigieg, or Mayor Pete as he's become known, is the first major presidential contender to file paperwork for next year's New Hampshire primary. Afterwards, he said some voters may want the furthest left candidate, and some may want the most experienced candidate.
But for everyone else, I just might be your candidate, and I think that's most Democratic voters this year.
A new study says people who are usually running late are also probably happier. Researchers at Harvard Medical School have discovered that people who are running late all the time are often operating with a sense of calm that could be adding years to their lives. The study also found that optimism appears to protect the heart and circulation and can lower your rate of death. The Pentagon's released the name of a soldier who died in Iraq over the weekend. Sergeant Nathaniel Irish died Sunday from a non-combat-related incident. The 23-year-old from Montana was assigned to the 1st Striker Brigade combat team in Alaska. Officials say the soldier's death remains under investigation. CEO Jack Dorsey says Twitter will no longer accept political ads. The ban will take effect next month. Dorsey tweeting the news saying that political ads can influence votes that affect the lives of millions. Hey, we've got stuff on the radio and stuff online. Check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.